The First Avenue Waterline replacement is an upgrade of an existing system that we have under First Avenue. We currently have a 24-inch line that's a transmission line that runs essentially from our plant up to the campground reservoir. The campground reservoir serves the whole north side of our system, so it's a very critical piece of infrastructure. And we're at a point where the north zone needs more water. The project itself runs from about Morgan Avenue, just south of Pigeon Creek, all the way up to the corner at Ivy Tech, where our booster station is, and it comes at a cost right at $8 million of construction.
We're having trouble because of the pandemic with the supply chain. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so that was something that pandemic causing some supply chain management issues for us was becoming an issue. We were seeing that on some other projects, some of the larger plant projects. So we are anticipating similar things on this project. You know, because we were putting 36-inch ductile iron in the ground, that's not a shelf item for manufacturers. Most of these things are made to order. That was a concern as we started. What we found was that the pipe, as you can see, the pipe is being delivered behind us. The pipe was not as large of a concern as we had originally anticipated, but the fittings are. So the fittings that hold these joints together, and each joint is restricted, so it's bolted together so it won't come apart. The fittings are a scheduling issue, so we're waiting for the fittings to show up. As soon as the fittings show up for this batch of pipe, we'll be able to start a phase of construction. It is a critical item, so as every piece of pipe is laid, once you put another new piece together, you have to also put the fitting on. So we really can't lay one piece of pipe without the fitting. So it's a very critical item. It's delaying the start of really construction. So we are still doing some potholing north of Diamond Avenue up to Ivy Tech to just check on some critical vertical crossings of other things that are in the ground. So verifying that, but we are waiting to start the main part of the construction. So there's actually three pieces. So there's a section of it that's south of the creek, then there's a section between the creek and Diamond Avenue, and then the rest of it is north of Diamond all the way up to Ivy Tech. So we would like to start on this middle section here just as soon as those fittings come in.
Any idea how long that's going to be?
We're expecting maybe 2 to 3 more weeks for those fittings. But really, I mean, if they came in tomorrow, I think the contractor would mobilize almost as quick as he could and start construction. So we've queued up everything that we need as far as the safety submittals to the safety board. And we've communicated and coordinated with everyone we need. So we're ready to start.
Can you describe what the fittings are for?
It's a restrained joint, and we did that because of the size of this pipe material. So this is a transmission line to us. So this is one of the larger pipes we have in our system. Our pipes only get to about 48 inches. So as a 36-inch line, this is a significant line that pushes water out into the system. So we want to be extra cautious with how we build this. The restrained joints basically clamp around each piece of pipe that goes into the joint itself, and then we bolt them together so the joint can't come apart. A typical water line, like smaller water line, there's just a rubber gasket that you push one pipe into the other, and it's the tension of that rubber that keeps the water line together. There is nothing else holding that water line together. It's a very quick, easy construction, but with a larger transmission line, we want to make sure this line never comes apart. We've done other things to it as well so that it lasts longer. This part of town has more of a corrosive kind of soil. So we added zinc coating to it to serve as cathodic protection so that the acidic soils wouldn't attack the ductile iron, that it would sacrificially take the zinc coatings first. And then we're also wrapping the pipe in plastic also to try to avoid more of that acidic attack. But you know, all in an effort to make this pipe last as long as possible. At 36 inches, it should supply the north side for a really long time through a lot of growth. So we want to make sure the pipe material itself lasts as long as the capacity needs can be met.